Today, remember, is the first Saturday of the month, and we're meant to, if you're wishing to make your five first Saturdays, one of the conditions is to make a 15-minute meditation on the mysteries of the rosary, on any one that you choose, or on all of them. But I thought today, being that it is also the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, we would consider the angels in the different mysteries. But first, as you're listening to the sermon, listen to it in the presence of your angel. Remember that from all eternity, God has destined an angel who has never belonged to anyone else, and once you leave this world, will never belong to anyone else. He is your angel. That he is with you, at your side, helping you, begging for you the graces you need to profit from the sermon, from the Mass, from the sacraments. And then he will leave with you today and follow you wherever you go, watching your every action, offering up your every prayer to the throne of God. It's a precious thing and a very valuable grace that God has given us when he gave us each a guardian angel. But the angels, they help us actually if we meditate on these mysteries today and think of the angels. You can pray the rosary in union with them. We think first of Saint Gabriel, who, being sent by Almighty God, he was the one angel chosen to go and greet the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first ever to say the Hail Mary, to greet her full of grace. The Lord is with thee. The first. And then you and I, for all of these centuries later, have continued those words of this holy archangel, who is the second after Michael in the whole heavenly court of angels. We move on to the Nativity, and there we see the angels descend upon Bethlehem, and there they sing the first words of the prayer that we say on every feast day, the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. Beautiful words. And there they were, they led the shepherds to the cave where our Lord was born, just as they will lead you and me, that's their duty after all, to lead you and me to the beatific vision, to the throne of God. We see then the angel in the agony in the garden. Now, think of it. Our Lord permitted himself to feel weakness, such that he was bowed down to the ground in agony, such that he sweat blood at the thought of our sins and the thought of his coming sufferings. He saw all of his sufferings right down to their most minute detail, and it scared him. He allowed himself to become afraid. But he had his angel with him, the Comforter, who would there console him in the garden. That's a beautiful thought to meditate, perhaps, on that mystery of the rosary, that God allowed himself to be comforted by one of his creatures. That is a nice thought. You and I can comfort him whenever we offer up an act of reparation, a decade of the rosary, or a full rosary. We move on then. We can think of the angels, some of them bad, at the crucifixion. At that very moment, Satan, the mightiest of all the angels when he was good, was defeated when the nails were placed in our Lord's hands and feet, and for 3 hours our Lord hung on the cross in agony. Apparently, in the eyes of the world, our Lord was defeated, his kingdom destroyed. But his kingdom wasn't of this world. It was a heavenly kingdom. a spiritual kingdom. When he sighed his last breath, the angel, Lucifer, screamed out in horror because he knew what had just happened. His empire had been defeated by our Lord's death on the cross. And how the angels must have hovered there, catching and drying up, as Mary of Agreda says, drying up the blood that fell to the ground and preserving it. We think of the angel at the resurrection. Remember, it was an angel who sat in the empty tomb that morning, that first Easter morning, announcing that our Lord had risen, truly. Indeed, he had risen and been conqueror, not only now over Satan's empire, but victor over death itself. And the angels who were there announcing those good tidings. We think of the angels at the ascension. Remember when our Lord ascended into heaven? There were two men there, dressed in white robes, who stood by the apostles. They were angels, speaking to the apostles, and said, "Why do you look all the day long upwards? Now it's time for you to get to work. You have much to do to spread the kingdom of God." We think of the angels at the Assumption, carrying the body of Our Lady, who had, by the way, never died. She fell asleep and was taken out of this earth without ever having died, because death, you see, is a penalty for original sin, and she was always exempt from original sin. But when the time came, the angels took her by the hands and led her heavenward, introducing her to heaven. And finally, in the coronation of Our Lady, she is called the Queen of Angels. She is higher, more powerful than any other angel that exists. All of the angels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, the angel at your side right now, they all bow their head at her name. They genuflect their knee as a sign of reverence to their queen, and they do whatever she tells them to do. It's a beautiful thought that all the heavenly court honors Mary as much as they do, even the angels. So today, as we pray our October devotions, after your mind starts to go astray a little bit during the rosary, think of the angels in that mystery, what they must have been doing, what their thoughts must have been. And then recall also, finally, a little lesson for you today. Think frequently of your angel, that he is there. Remind your children of their angels. He is there praying for you, protecting you from harm, taking your prayers to the throne of God, and he will never abandon you. He's been there since your conception, and he will be there until that moment that you enter the kingdom of heaven. Even, God forbid, should you have to go through purgatory, he will be there to comfort you, to console you through those pains. Bless the Lord, all ye his holy angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.